degrees. It was a beautiful sky again last night, and I saw when I woke up, Tornado Bob had posted
some aurora.
Yeah, I did not see that, but I was just
didn't
the
see
moon
it either.
And the planets and the star. Boy, it's just great out there.
The moon and I think, is it Venus or is it Jupiter, have been doing a pas de deux for the last four nights. And the first night, the moon was well below the planet. And then the next night, they were closer. And then we got a cloudy night when I think they must have been almost in conjunction. And lately, the moon...
Venus, yeah.
Venus, okay. The moon is higher in the sky now than Venus. It's past Venus. And interesting view of planetary motion, which I enjoy. So I've been watching it and being pretty excited about it. I'm recalling now, as you say, a good deal of sunshine today. The T-shirt that I saw the other day that said, what happens when they have a spill of solar energy? They call it a sunny day.
I like it. Well, I think it is time for our talkback segment.
All right. Well, many of you are already familiar with our talkback segment. Some of you maybe are just tuning in for the first time. In our talkback segment, we offer you the opportunity to talk to us, to let us know what's happening in your neighborhood. And many of you have taken us up on that. And I've been out and talked to a bunch of schools in the area, and the students at those schools are also contributing notes about what's happening in our area. And so today we're going to start by listening to a report from Kellyer, and Lara Thomason is our teacher up there.
This is teacher Lara Thomason reporting from Kellyer Elementary's fourth grade class. Here is our report for Tuesday, March 30th, 2020. I had several observations sent in to me, and here are these particular students' favorite observations for the week. Erwin said he saw a bear in his grandma's yard, which means that they're awake and out of hibernation. Cameron observed that her Auntie Tiff's fishing house has lumpy snow around it now. Silas fell into the snow, then he cut his leg and started bleeding. Rose saw a dog walking on the snow on her way to work with her mom. Tucker, his dad, and brother saw rabbit hair in a logging site and think that the eagle they see there a lot of the times ate it. Abby V said that the sunset is happening so late now it confuses her body. She observed that the sun sets more to the north every day, and it's cool to watch it move in the sky. Kimberly saw that her cat has been outside by the trees, and she is also climbing the trees a lot this week. Abby H. observed that there was a big doe in her field, and Liasha went fishing with her dad and caught 19 fish. At my own house, I saw the killdeer for the very first time on Saturday, March 28th. Thanks for listening. We'll report back next week.
Thank you, Lara. Waiting to hear from your students. I like the way they get out and about. It's good to know that the fourth graders in Kellyer are doing what fourth graders anywhere should do, and that is being outside and playing, seeing lots of stuff. I like the report about the killdeer. Typically, they're back at the same time as the robins and the red-winged blackbirds. I just haven't encountered one yet. I'm excited to see one.